Welcome to A Killer Crawl Space. This is episode 36. This episode is going to talk about murderabilia. What is murderabilia? Well, murderabilia is items that are related to murder. The collectibles can include like letters, artwork, hair, clothing, murder weapon, you know, cars, other odds and ends of, you know, various things. But in 2001, though, you were actually, well, up until 2001, you were actually able to sell these type of things on eBay. And then in 2001, eBay banned the sale of murderabilia items. And this would cause personal sites to be created to sell these various items. Some of these items can go very high, and I mean very high. And I'm going to answer some questions that were sent in. So, first question, are you a collector of murderabilia? Yes, I am. Like, I don't go out and buy things, but I do collect letters and other items from killers that I have written to over the last almost 5 years. And I don't write many like I used to. And, let's see. Second question is, what is one of your favorite items? There's a gentleman from the John Berwitz film, Serial Killer Culture, where he has a cross that belonged to Ed Gein's mother. Like, I'm trying to think, toward the end, well, like, yeah, but there, he's talking to the guy, and the guy has literally the cross, and Ed Gein actually confirmed that it was his mother's cross. Is the murder weapon itself released to be owned? I'm not sure if they ever if they're ever released to the public once police attain the weapon, but they can be owned through other ways. Speaking of the Serial Killer Culture, one guy has a belt that came from, his name, I'm drawing a blank on the serial killer's name. Fox Hollow is like the place you can, people do paranormal investigations there, but it's in Indiana. Okay, do you think murderabilia is disrespectful to the victim's family? Yes, I do, but I also look at it this way. Our country is all about violence. The news is all about the murderous headlines and giving these killers the attention they want. It sells to the audience, true crime is history. It's dark history, but it's history. And all the people I've talked to or met through this field, none of them are disrespectful nor agree with what the killers have done. They just have interest in true crime like most of us do. And most people always wonder what triggers someone else, well, to trigger someone to take someone else's life. It's the fascination with it all, pretty much. You know, a lot of people's into morbid things. And what is one of my favorite pieces that I own is question number five. And mine is artwork done by Chris Wolverine Price. That's his nickname, Wolverine. It's the artwork I used for this podcast episode. And he drew it for me for my birthday a few years ago. As you can tell, he is an amazing artist. Like, I have other artwork and stuff like cards and stuff. And then, like, he sent me pictures of stuff he's done for, like, graphic novels and stuff. And, like, comic strips and all that. But I also have glasses from Dana Gray and a bookmark made by Dennis Rader, which is also known as the BTK Killer, and other various things. Okay, you're going to hear me shuffling through some paper here for a minute. But I'm going to read some letters that I have received over the years. This guy you probably haven't heard of. I read a book about him, and his name is Jeff Melhot. But here's his letter from November 3rd, 2014. Dear Bruce, thank you for the letter and poem you sent to me. I write poetry, if you didn't know, by the way. I don't write as much, but I've been writing poetry since 2002. But that was very kind and thoughtful of you, and I appreciate you reaching out and doing something like that for someone like me in my situation. Unfortunately, I'm not good at writing letters because it always takes so long for me to finish writing one, seeing as it takes me forever to put my thoughts into words. It's usually more stressful for me than it should be, so I'm not looking to write anyone. I want you to know, though, that I do appreciate you reaching out like you did. I was so sorry to hear about your angel baby. A few years ago, you know, my, soon-to-be ex-wife, when all that goes through, she had a miscarriage. But I hope you and your family are doing well and that you have a long and happy life together. Sincerely, Jeff. He killed three women, like decapitated them and stuff. And I don't, I'm trying to think. I read the book, well, I was over probably right around 4 years ago. Because, let's see, I got that, like I said, in November. Cause I read the book within a month or two before that. But I don't think they ever found the bodies, or they found parts. But I think he put them in, the, like, a dump field, basically. So they had like a lot of debris and stuff to go after. But this letter is from Charles Watson. I received this 11/28/2017. At the top, he gives aboundinglove.org. I was featured in this. If you, I shared the article, pretty sure I shared the article on the page. But he says, "Dear Bruce, thanks so very much for your letter. What a blessing. The heavens declare God's glory." Okay. "Maybe this scripture will encourage you to read the poems to encourage you." Yeah. "You just need to realize what you're missing by not being connected to God through the Holy Spirit, which is the power to experience His love, peace, and joy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Anyway, sorry for the loss of your father. There are a lot of things in this world that bring on death other than God. So I think you're wrong in..." Let's see. I think it says placing the blame on Him. "He has given us the ability to live forever because of Christ. Yes, I came to Christ in 75 and I was blind. And my eyes were open, though I was raised in a church-going family. I never experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. Give Him a chance, Bruce. It takes more faith to believe in the paranormal. I don't give it a lot of thought. On drugs, I thought I experienced it in a lot of things. But, Bruce, I beg you to give God another chance. Faith is simply responding to what Christ did at the cross, resurrection, and pouring for the Holy Spirit." Or, I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's pouring. Okay. His handwriting is kind of, it's not really sloppy, but I have no clue. "Him is a true super, not blessing there, my brother." Not sure. Okay, but again, thanks for the letter. Be sure to spend more time on the website. There's a lot of material there, and be sure to tell your coworkers and family to visit the site too. This is one way I can reach out to the world sharing my faith. Glad you write, Charles. P.S. What do you have to lose by receiving Christ? Everything to gain, the way I see it. And then he sent me a little package, notebooks, please, and basically what stuff to send him. Okay, this guy is John Collins. I will be reading his letter now. Okay, this was back in September 24th, 2015. "I received your letter a while back, but..." He put "but" with two T's. "That's my play word," with a smiley face. "The mailroom sent me a package rejection slip because of the prepaid envelope. We aren't allowed to receive them. They finally gave me your letter. If I were to have your envelope placed inside this letter, it would take a month before they processed it, and I thought it would be much faster for me to just write you and worry about the envelope later. I hope you don't mind. But I respect you for being upfront with me concerning your blog. I've had too many people gain my confidence only try and sell my letters, etc., on eBay or elsewhere. Like most people, I do not like being taken advantage of or lied to, and all I have in here is my word. I have managed to retain some true friends over the years, some I've been corresponding with since the mid-70s. That's longer than many marriages last, ha-ha. And you ask if I'd like to do an interview for your blog. I guess it would be a means to get my voice out there instead of having the others place incorrect information about me. One guy's writing a book about my case, and he's a real pain in the ass, and only wants negative opinions on his blog. His name is..." I won't say the name. "Perhaps you've seen his blog. Enough about him. Anyway, let's just correspond for a while and see how things go. You are the first person to ask me to do an interview for their blog site. One other woman did ask me if I wanted her to set up a site for me. Many simply wanted to write a book, but I'm not interested in that. But thank you for the information about yourself. Having two kids can be a real handful, huh? You mentioned enjoying writing poetry and reading along with the card game Magic the Gathering, which I've never heard of. Is it a game where money is involved? I've seen several paranormal shows on TV and tend to be a bit skeptical when it comes to Sasquatch, Yeti, etc. They have never been found seen in pairs, and that is required in order to reproduce. But there have been sightings of Sasquatch, well, Bigfoot, Yeti, whatever you want to call it, in pairs. Okay, but when it comes to spirits, I'm a little more open-minded because of the data that's been collected over the years. It is still a bit suspect, though. Your mind can be tricked into most anything after a while. And I thought about the difference in our ages. I've been locked up almost twice as long as your age. Ha ha, oh well, you'll be my age sooner than you'll like. I've never been to West Virginia, but I believe they still do a lot of coal mining in that area. I hope you don't have to work in those mines. That is a very hard life. Where do you work? Well, Bruce, not a whole lot else to yap about right now. Please call me John and not Mr. Collins, okay? Take care, and until next time, keep the sun at your back, your eyes along the skyline, and a fresh load in your rifle. Peace, Bruce, with a smiley face, and then he signed it, John. And P.S., I always like to include a joke in my letters. I believe that we all need to smile more. A man and his ever-nagging wife went on vacation to Jerusalem. While they were there, the wife passed away. The undertaker told her, see, husband, you can have her shipped home for $5,000, or you can bury her here in the Holy Land for $150. The man thought about it and told him he would just have her shipped home. The undertaker asked, why would you spend $5,000 and ship your wife home? Then it would be a wonderful to be buried here, and you would only pay $150. The man replied, long ago a man died here and was buried here. 3 days later, he rose from the dead. I just can't take that chance. And that is the end of his letter. I hope I'm not, like, reading these, like, too fast for you. I'm kind of, yeah. But I'm going to read 5 letters. I think, yeah, that's what I grabbed, 5 letters. I have a bunch. This is an interesting guy. You don't really hear a whole lot about him, but I wrote Patrick Kearney for a short period of time. And this is going to be a letter from him. His handwriting kind of a little difficult, but not too, too difficult. But I received this on 1/1/2015. It says, dear Bruce, I don't know the name of the movie about Helena Hornos, but the actress who played her part was Charlize Theron. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, but see, her girlfriend was Tyra Moore. The actress who played her part was Christina Ricci. Racco. Yeah. But I hear she had a huge head, lightly hydrocephaloid. Yeah, whatever. But back in 1975, the only famous serial killers I've ever heard were Charles Manson and Juan Corna. Corna supposedly killed more than 25 men. Well, Charles Manson ain't a serial killer, so I thought this guy had an IQ of 181, I think. But thanks for the information on Dr. Gill. Yes, there are a lot of doctors from the Middle East. I heard about some killings on the Appalachian Trail app. Is that near you? I heard that it starts at the Harper's Ferry, West Virginia. That's 5-6 hours away, I think. I've never really been through there. But at least you've heard of Michael Carson. Most people haven't. No, he didn't seem very interesting. Moses Sithole. Sorry. Sithole is pretty famous, especially in South Africa. I don't know. It says, not sure. Something Ramirez. I don't know if it's an L-I-C-H, maybe? But whatever. But Sanchez is one of the most famous terrorists of all time. He was often mentioned in movies. France has a TV series about him. And a movie. Let me flip over. The Assignment was a movie about him. And also the movie The Jackal with Bruce Willis. In general, Manuel A. Noriega was a dictator of the Panama and got mixed up with the CIA and a lot of stuff that was in the news, like Iran, like the Iran Corda affair. Then he gave me information on them. Oh, okay, that's that guy. It's like Alich Ramirez Sanchez. Yeah, I think that's all their addresses. Okay. But they decided not to charge John Hinckley for the death of Senator Brady when he shot Reagan. I wonder if anybody detects ghosts around pyramids. They discovered a new tomb buried under Mexico's oldest pyramid, Teotihuacan. But most of the pyramids in Mexico are Mayan. You can see them in the film Apocalypse by Mel Gibson. However, the two at the Mexican, or yeah, whatever, are older than the Mayans and older than the Aztecs. But their region remains a mystery. I have climbed them often. Now they have discovered a hidden tunnel buried 40 feet under these old pyramids. Before they knew who he was, Alich Ramirez, referred to as Carlos. Later he got nicknamed the Jackal, by mistake named after a fictional character in an old book and movie, which had nothing to do with him. The remake with Bruce Willis was changed so that it could also fit the biography of Ramirez lately in France. Everybody is calling him Carlos the Jackal, while neither is his real name and neither was actually his nickname around people who knew him. Well, all for now, I hope your new year is off to a good start. Happy New Year, your friend Patrick. Yeah, he's suspected to kill 28 he confessed to, and they think the number is around 43, if I'm not mistaken. This one is a letter from Philip Jemlotsky. Bear with me, because his handwriting is awful, very, very awful. I don't even know if I'm going to be able to read, any of this. He is literally, one of the worst people to write, because you cannot understand his artwork. I mean, not his artwork, but his letters one bit. It was hard to make out. This letter's from July 28th, 2016, but received your letter and poem. I have something, 3 lines, and returning the poem. Thing are fine. I was going through gate to my something when the gate officer said the reason the yard was late being released because a inmate in B section got his throat cut. It turned out to be a minor wound. My partner or the yard was being escorted to the hospital. The guard had a radio. He said that there were shouts from in one of the dining hall. Fran said about to respond. He said, no, I am not needed. Only guards that can carry radio are what they call first responders. About 90% of killer claim they are innocent. Okay. 3 of my friends claim they're innocent. And yes, I do talk about my crimes because I made something of murder I committed. And I have no remorse for the crimes I committed. Why do women are attracted to killers? I know one of wives was attracted to me because she was lonely and didn't want a sexless marriage. Or she wanted a sex. I believe I wouldn't get out. Okay, she wanted a sexless marriage and believe he wouldn't. Okay. But I cut woman or attacker to murder because they what be something dangerous men and set murders. Jesus. He's just awful. Just so awful. I don't even know if I could finish this. He basically talks I guess he tries to sneak in sexual activity visits. But he fills up my friend's wife and she didn't restrict about what I was. I can't finish reading this. I'm sorry, guys. But his handwriting is really, really sloppy. But Philip's an interesting person, though, if you can read his handwriting. Yeah, he is a very, very interesting person. He's in prison, death row in California. So you do have that. Excuse me. But I guess this will be the end of this. But if you'd like to join the group, check out the Facebook page, Killer Crawlspace. You can see where it says visit group. You can ask to join, and I will accept you. If you could leave a review on any of the podcast, websites, or even my Facebook page, you can do that as well. And like I said, I might start giving shout-outs to all that, to some of the people that leave comments. But next episode will be be coming up soon, so watch out for that. And I'm working on episode 38 as we speak, and I want to try to do a little bit something different. But thank you for tuning in.